This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because retail and shipping and cloud-based web services and whatever else strikes Jeff Bezos' fancy isn't enough, Amazon is getting deeper into healthcare. It's going to expand its Amazon Care telemedicine services, till now available only to Amazon employees in Washington State, nationwide by summertime, the company says. What, though, might it mean, do you suppose, when the company that sells you healthcare sells you everything else, too? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams asked around.
The pandemic led to a sharp increase in the number of people trying out virtual healthcare. Those visits can generate a lot more data than when you just walk into a doctor's office, says Idrissa Jarrett, who teaches business information technology at Virginia Tech.
From a privacy perspective, you know, you have to consider that the breadth of data collection associated with a patient visit is going to be much more significant.
Jared said that element of the health privacy debate applies to any telehealth service. But he says there's another potential privacy concern with this particular company.
So Amazon is a powerful data-driven company that derives much of its competitive advantage from the data that it collects.
Now, Amazon Care says specifically on its website, we'll never use your health information to sell you anything. Plus, Robert Graybois, a senior research fellow and healthcare scholar at the Mercatus Center, says Amazon probably already has a lot of information about people's medical issues.
If Amazon wants to know about my health today, they probably can just look at my purchases and figure pretty well what's going on in my life.
He says a much bigger concern in his mind is whether a company as big as Amazon will be such a strong force in healthcare that it starts to play an outsized influence in healthcare policy nationwide. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.